Welcome back, everyone. We are here at Jupiter, Florida. I'm Mike Claiborne, Cardinals and Houston Astros getting together here in just about a half hour or so. But we're going to talk some soccer as St. Louis City SC was in action last night. It was the home opener, and their manager is Luke Vonnestiel. And Luke, it's always good to visit with you, sir. How are you this morning?
Mike, I'm all right. How are you?
Well, I'm a little warmer than you, but other than that, I have no other complaints. And I know you have to be happy about the fact that while you didn't get the win, shutting a team out from a shot perspective is something that you normally don't see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 18 shots for us, two for them. I think five of us, six on target and zero. So it was pretty clear when it comes to stats. It was that we dominated the game. We had more possession. We created decent chances. You know, I was not 100% happy with the 100% chances we created, but we had a lot of half chances. Overall, it was a good start. I think we played a good game. But what matters is in the end of the day that you score, and creating chances is one thing, finishing them is another. And it would have been, of course, much better to start with a win. However, having a 0-0 against a team which qualified for the playoffs last year, I think it was a decent start, not more, not less, and now we need to focus on the next game.
I know that scoring was a shortcoming for your club last year, and you've been busy this offseason. What do you like about your offense this season as we start this year?
Yeah, when we changed basically everything offensively last summer, you know, in the end of July, when we had lots of players came in, Marcel Hartl, Cedric Teucher, Simon Becker, they all had an immediate impact. And, of course, that's the players we are counting now on as well. Cedric Teucher, unfortunately, couldn't start the game yesterday, just coming back from Germany, collecting his green card, which is great for us as a franchise. So I'm not really too worried about that we won't be able to score goals. I think we have enough firing power up there with Klaus, Simon Becker, Hartl, Teucher, plus Silvio Pompeu is back from injuries. You know, there is a lot of guys who can create, a lot of guys who are able to finish chances. But then again, to be fair, new coach, a bit of a different playing style, a bit of a, not a different philosophy, but a bit of a different formation. So it takes a few weeks to really get that all understood and gelled. So we had a good preseason, Mike, and I think what we saw yesterday so early in the season was something we can build up on.
You know, Lutz, when you put a team together, obviously you look at their skill set, but I'm sure when it comes to character and coachable players, that has to be a factor, especially when you have players that are coming from all over the world.
Yeah, that's for me one of the big things, Mike. You know, that's something also the ownership is very particular about. So when I started the job, I said I don't need a team where we have a lot of show ponies with bad characters who running up and down and think they're the best thing since sliced bread. I want to have players who have character, who have mentality, who playing as a team players. And to have that one or two individual superstars never really makes a team. Football is a team sport. Football is a team where you have to work for each other and with each other. And I think it's very important that you have guys out there where you know they're not just good footballers, but they're also good human beings, good characters in the locker room. And that's what actually brings you together much quicker than just focus on one or two top individual quality players who do not have a great character.
Lutz Vonnestiel is our guest here on KMOX. Lutz, I want to, you know, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I've never stood outside for a football match when it was 32 degrees, so I don't know about you, but what's the worst weather conditions you've ever experienced in your profession of soccer?
I mean, I played for a long time in Scandinavia, and trust me, yesterday was a sunny evening compared to Scandinavia in the winter. I also played in Calgary, and not when the Calgary Flames played indoors. We played outdoors at, I can tell you in Celsius, minus 27. I don't know how much is that in Fahrenheit, but definitely minus as well.
Cold?
I think
that's all we need to know, just cold.
Very cold, and I think it was actually nice yesterday. I thought it was crispy, it was fresh. I don't think people were literally freezing to death. They all looked pretty awake after the game and during the game. You know, I thought the way yesterday, if you looked at the pre-match ritual we had with the lights and everything, it was an amazing game opener, season opener, I think, for the fans as well. The only thing which we couldn't provide was a goal, and that, I think, was the only bad news yesterday. Everything was pretty good.
Yeah, you had a pretty good run with the exception of that, for sure. You know, one of the things about MLS is the schedule. I mean, and as we're learning here in St. Louis, it's a long season. From where you sit, understanding how this works in St. Louis, if there was something you would do scheduling-wise, you know, with the league, what might it be? Would you shorten things? Would you try to have more home games at a certain time of the year? Would you try and play games in more warm weather cities earlier in the year? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's one very simple answer, Mike. You know, we have to switch from a normal calendar, which is January or February till December. We have to switch into a FIFA calendar, which means you start playing in July or August. You're playing through till December. You have a little break. Then you finish the season in the end of May, like all the European countries do. I think actually get that calendar adjusted to the European countries makes it also easier to do good transfers, to do bigger transfers on the European market in the best leagues in the world. I think that would give MLS another push in the right direction. But right now, it is what it is. You know, we're playing from February till October, November. If you make the final till December, that's what was done with MLS all the way, and we just have to do what we have to do. As I said, we didn't freeze to death yesterday. Everything was okay, and we need to do what the schedule is right now. So that's fine, but obviously looking into a different calendar would be something to think about.
Lutz, what do you look like schedule-wise for your upcoming games?
Well, next week, a really big one. You know, we're going to San Diego, so that's the new expansion team, the new kids on the block, a team which you do not know what you get. I mean, we watched them in preseason, but they are brand new. I remember that 2 years ago when we played our first game, the hype we had down, it was still called City Park, was amazing. You know, I think it is the biggest game for San Diego to open the account at home next week against us. And then we have another easy one coming up when we go into LA Galaxy, which are the current champions. So two trips to California, both very, very difficult. But again, let's be positive. Let's believe in what we have in our players and look forward to these next two challenges.
Now, in that situation, playing back-to-back weeks out in California, would you just stay out there or would you come back home and try and get some practice in?
No, St. Louis is such a beautiful city, you know, down at our facility. I think that's where we want to work. So we fly out there, play our game, come back and get prepared again in St. Louis to fly out to L.A. We stayed now in California for basically 2 weeks for our preseason before for 10 days in Florida. So I think we've been away for a long time now, especially the players away from the kids and from the families. So I think it's good for us to go back home between the games.
All right. Well, Lutz, as always, it's good to visit with you. I'll see you either at a game or at a Blues game or a Cardinal game. You are one of the great sports.
I'll definitely see you at a Blues game again, for sure.
There you go. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. Lutz, as always, it's great to visit with you. Best of luck this season, and let's stay healthy and have some fun.
Thanks, my friend. Have a nice Sunday.
All right, you take care. Lutz Vonnesteel is our guest. He is the sporting manager for St. Louis City SC. And when we come back, we'll have a chance to talk some baseball with the president of baseball operations. His name is John Mozeliak, as the Cardinals and the Houston Astros will come your way at the top of the hour, game two of their exhibition season. And Miles Michaelis will get the ball. I'll run down the lineup for you real quick. It'll be Victor Scott leading off. He'll be in center field. Alec Burleson will be at first. Nolan Gorman will be at second base with Lucan Baker, the designated hitter. Pedro Pajes is going to be behind the plate. Thomas Ejasie gets a start at third base with J.J. Weatherholt, the Cardinal first-round pick of 2024. He will get the start at shortstop. Matt Kupierniak, who had a pretty good game yesterday, he will be in left field. Ricardo Vlade will be in right field. And Miles Michaelis will be on the mound for the Cardinals, and he will be assisted by a number of pitchers out of the Cardinal bullpen this afternoon. Let's hope the back end of the bullpen is a little bit better than they were yesterday, and we can stay. We don't have to be here all day, but you know what? It's baseball, and it happens. And this is a time of the year where, when it does happen, you get it because the weather's good and you have a good environment, and you're watching people develop as they get themselves ready to get to the big leagues someday. We'll take a break from the Stiefel Niklaus, the Stiefel Sports Studio. It used to be Stiefel Niklaus, and here on KMOX. As we are at Roger Dean Stadium, we call it sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.